The presidential inauguration today will be followed by the traditional parade from the U.S. Capitol to the White House. High school bands, clowns, and a tap dance troops are getting ready for the event. NPR's Luke Burbank is at the parade staging area at the Pentagon. He joins me now. Morning, Luke.
Good morning, Renee.
So I gather you're there in a parking lot.
Yeah, it's a huge parking lot, and it's got just hundreds of buses in it that are all full of different high school groups and civic groups and also military marching groups that are here for the parade. They're coming here to get screened for security and then moving on, and it's quite an interesting assortment of people. If you can hear behind me, we have probably my favorite named group of the morning, Ring of Fire. It's a bell choir, handbell choir from Hillsboro, Oregon. Get it? Ring of Fire?
I get it. Why don't you just give us a 3-second, hold the phone up, and see if we can hear
it
just a little better.
All right, here we go. I wish you could see their faces, Renee. They're really getting into the music here.
Yeah, and I bet it sounds actually probably quite beautiful, on the parade, in the parade.
And there's also the New York Police Department and New York Fire Department have their bagpiping troop here. And I know they're known as the bravest and the finest, but this morning they may be called the coldest because they're in kilts.
Oh, no. Yeah, and I gather there's a jump roping group, some young girls jump rope, who were told you early they'd be wearing gloves to do their jump roping.
Yeah, it is definitely not warm here. And the security procedures are also a bit of a hassle for the bands, because they're not really dressed appropriately. A lot of them are in, just sort of thin jackets, and they have to get out of their buses. There's a very, very long line of buses that's going all the way back a couple miles here. The buses pull up. Everyone gets off the bus. This is if they're military or if they're part of one of the bands or a bell choir. They get off the bus. They have to go through a personal screening process. The buses are brought here into the lot, where they say they're going to have about 10,000 people come through this parking lot today. And then the buses themselves are searched.
Now, 10,000 sounds like a lot, but how does a group get into the parade?
Well, they started by submitting a request through the Internet, and then they would send in videotapes. Interestingly enough, though, Renee, one of the ways that they determined was the inaugural committee who did the choosing. One of the ways they determined who was going to get in was literally the physical size of their group, because that has to do with how long the parade lasts. So you might have a great group, but if you took up too much space or if you didn't fill enough space, you might be out of luck.
So the parade, in a sense, has to be just so.
I'm sorry, one more time, Renee?
Oh, that's the parade just has to be just so. You can't spill over into the bleachers.
Well, yeah, and I was interested to find out that it's actually the president himself who decides what the length of the parade will be. And also, just to mention, Renee, they want to make sure they have someone from every state, a group from every state, so they've got a national presence here.
Well, just to ask, you mentioned security, but there's been so much talk about this being the most secure inauguration ever. Just ever so briefly, what are you looking at there?
Well, there are helicopters flying overhead. There are, army people and different military everywhere. This is a very secure location, even though it's kind of a fun event.
Thanks very much. NPR's Luke Burbank is at the inaugural parade staging area at the Pentagon.
You're welcome, Renee.